Blog Talk Radio.
I make sure to kick off my music.
That's crazy.
Wow. It got the music playing, but I don't hear it. Do you hear anything? I don't hear anything. Watch it when we start talking. It's going to start playing.
Well, our intro didn't go as it's supposed to. I uploaded some new songs. But you're listening to North Star Talk, Blog Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Michael Muhammad. I'm going to restart the page. Hold on for a minute. And the studio, so I'm going on in the studio.
I'm the co-host. I'm the co-host.
I know. Let me try to hit that and see if that's going to, will that play? It's just spinning. Wow. But yeah, you. Ladies and gentlemen.
Really? Really, Mike? You cut me off.
it paused. Oh, boy. Oh, now the.
I'm not afraid to
technical difficulties always happen, you know what I'm saying? But it's all good.
Right.
But the nice topic is building the new you, hitting the reset button. And our day-to-day walk, we get caught up and going in one direction or pulled in all type of different directions. And yet, we end up doing the same old same over and over again, going through the same problems, facing the same ish over and over again. And we all might need to take a minute to rebuild and stop and push that reset button. But before we get into the topic, we'll bring on my co-host, Charlie Beemore.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready?
I love you, Grandma.
I'm your co-host, Charlie Beemore.
I love you, Grandma.
I'm your co-host, Charlie Beemore.
Rock no show in a minute.
Right.
Yeah. But you know what? You know, I was kind of, you know me, I was kind of getting kind of discouraged because we weren't getting a listening audience like we supposed to or how I thought we should. And I wanted to just end the whole blog talk thing, right? But since you're such a great co-host, you kind of talked me through it and made me think this thing out and weigh it all in the balance. So I had to step back, and with the way I was thinking, the way that I was feeling, I had to hit the reset button. So I want to thank you for believing in me and believing in the show. And I just want to let you know you are appreciated. And I definitely had to hit the reset button. And then I talked to some other friends, family, and they also confirmed what you were telling me. So I want to thank them as well. So, building the new you, hitting the reset button. Talk to me, Tyler Beemore. What comes to mind when you hear that?
Well, I think, like, can you hear me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. I think I'm having technical difficulties. Just one moment.
Okay. While you're getting that together, let me say, those who are listening from your computer, if you're listening by computer, you know, become a follower of the show and join us in the chat room, and you can leave a statement or a comment, and we'll get that statement or comment on the air. And let the people know that y'all getting it in the chat room. Or you can call the call-in number, and if you're a caller that's on the line, the call-in number is 657-383-1423. That's 657-383-1423. And if you call in or if you're already on the line and you want to participate in the show,
hello?
Yes, all you have to do is press 1, and we'll bring you on by calling the last 4 digits of your phone number. Now, if you call in and you want to participate but you don't want to give your name, you can give us somebody, just make up a name. You know, if your name is Mary, you can say, hi, this is Susie Ass's Flat, right? We'll bring you on as Susie Ass's Flat, and you can participate in the show. So, you getting it together, Charlie B. Moore?
Yes, I do. I got it. I apologize for that.
Okay. No problem. No. We all got to hit the reset button at some time.
Absolutely. So, literally, like, really? And so, but, yeah, so when I hear that word, hit the reset, I think about, like, where I'm at in life or what path I've chosen to go down or anything that's not resonating with me. I have the choice to press that reset button and, you know, stop everything where it's at. And I want to do whatever I do all right. And just work on, you know, and the great thing about it, you can press that reset button anytime. And I do it quite often whenever I got to redirect myself, check myself sometimes, so I have to press it on me.
No doubt. Now, when I think of pressing the reset button, like, especially when it comes to me, to reset means to set again, right? Now, you know I got to come with some definitions, right?
Absolutely.
It means to set again or a place in a new setting, right? Place in a new setting or reset, set again, right? So sometimes through a course of a day, through a course of our life, we run into situations and circumstances where we get mentally drained, we become spiritually drained, and it's hard for us to move forward, so we become stagnant, right? Once we become stagnant in who we are and where we are in life, sometimes we fear starting over. We fear hitting the reset button because sometimes even the thought of having to start over is scary. And so what happened is we'd rather stay where we at and try to force something to happen than to hit the reset button. See, there's nothing wrong with starting over or hitting the reset button. A lot of people feel that they are failures when they have to hit that reset button. Damn, I didn't do this. Damn, I didn't make it in school. Damn, I had to stop going to college. Yeah. I don't want to start over again. When sometimes the best thing is to hit that reset button. What you think, y'all?
Say that again.
Can you hear me,
Charlie
B?
What you say?
Sometimes it's best to hit that reset button, even though you might fear or feel like a failure if you hit that reset button, right?
Oh, yes. I totally agree. Matter of fact, I'm going to share something personal. I felt that I got a divorce, and I felt like I was the biggest loser ever when I got a divorce. And I was so depressed and everything. But you know what? I realized that, no, I had to let go, because I was losing myself. So sometimes we have to press that reset button in order to find ourselves. I just wanted to throw that out there.
No doubt. And that's the thing about it. Sometimes our emotions, we get caught up in our emotions, and especially when we have to, when it's something that we know people are watching, and we know there's an audience to our life, right? And we don't want
right.
the audience to say, oh, they didn't get it right. Or you see, I knew it wasn't going to work, but sometimes things happen for a reason or a purpose to where if we just hit that reset button, we can now, let's say, take your situation, and it happened to me. I ended up getting a divorce, and I went through my emotional hell, you know what I'm saying, putting up with that. But when I woke up on the other side of my pain and started focusing on me and how to love me and who I am and what I'm about, then I was able to hit the reset button, which means I set away the old thinking, set to the side where I was on a mental level and a spiritual level, and able to start again or set my mind into a new frame of thinking, and then I was able to move forward. I had to reset my emotions because my emotions had me spiraling downward in who I am and losing sight of who I am. So once I hit that reset button, readjusted my thought process and my thinking, then I became a new me. I built a new me based on me hitting the reset button. Is that what happened with you when you started growing past maybe your pain, your hurt?
Yes. Why not? And it was such a process for me and whatnot, because it was just a process for me. But, you know, once I got out of it and everything and decided to take my life back and start over where I was at, you know, I start growing and whatnot. I just started growing. And then I applied that to different areas in my life and whatnot.
Well,
with every part of my personal, professional, spiritual growth, all of it, I just applied it. So don't be afraid to press that reset button. You know, you know what you need. And sometimes the one thing we fear is the one thing we need.
You're exactly right. And fear can be one of our worst enemies to proper change. Fear can be one of our worst enemies to us getting where we need to be in life. And they say we fear the unknown. Sometimes we get so comfortable in where we at, to where we settle for being where we at, then we're so comfortable where we at that our lifestyle, who we are, everything becomes the norm. Becomes the norm. It's like we get so satisfied with where we at. We're not moving forward. And then later on, we start regretting things. We start regretting how we lived our life when all we had to do is hit the reset button. If you're listening online and you want to participate, got a question, just press 1 on your phone pad, and we'll bring you on the show so you can ask your question and or make a statement or comment, and we'll bring you on. Well, while we're doing that, you know we got to promote your home girl. We got to promote our home girl, the therapist, right? So.
Right.
Hello. I hope you're doing well. All right. So I'm Portia Williams, licensed clinician and owner of Ideal Couples and Family Counseling Services. Okay, so when choosing a therapist, it's essential that you choose a therapist that you can connect with, one that you can relate to, and one that can relate to you, okay? It's essential that you guys develop that therapeutic relationship in order for therapy to be effective. You can read more about me. You can find my bio on my website. It's www.ifeel.com. You can also find my Facebook page. It's Ifeel Counseling Services. Or Instagram @IFeelCounselingServices, okay? Of course, you can find me on Psychology Today. That's Portia Williams, Portia, P-O-R-C-H-A, Williams. You can contact me on Psychology Today. You can also contact me through my website.
No doubt. The therapist. Okay, I got a caller that got their hand up, and I'm going to bring them in by calling their last four digits, all right?
Okay.
Caller, the last four digits of your phone number is 5052. 5052, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam, brother. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm good. I have a question as far as reset.
Yeah, can you give us your name so we won't have to address? Wait a minute. Give us your name so we won't have to address you by your number.
My name is Hewitt.
Hewitt, how you doing, brother?
I'm good. I have a question regarding your topic of reset. What are some steps one can take to reset? Like you said, I'm content with certain things in my life, but I need to reset to progress. So what are some steps that I can actually take to progress?
Okay. Charlie, you want to give your advice on that, and then I can follow behind you?
I could barely hear the brother, so could you say it again?
He said, what are some of the steps that he could take when hitting the when you have to hit the reset button?
As far as concerning, like what? Like, you can hit the reset button at for any reason at any time, whether it's work related, dealing with family, friends. You can hit it at any given time for any reason. So, it's such a broad question. Can you narrow it down a little?
Yes. Okay. Say like there's some things some habits I want to change, and I'm so accustomed to doing those habits. So how do I change those habits with some sort of custom? Say like drinking alcohol or you know just something like general.
I would say like if it's as far as alcohol or any type of addictions or anything, whatever that you associate with it, like for instance, some people that try to stop smoking, associated with certain friends, certain foods or like coffee and stuff. Some people like to smoke when they drink coffee and stuff. So I would say you got to eliminate one of them. Or go to a doctor and try to get help, you know. Or one thing I like to do when I'm trying to stop, you know, like eating too much, for instance, and whatnot, I do a spiritual fasting for myself and whatnot, where I'm trying to discipline my mind, and, you know, because it all starts in our mind. And what I do is I limit myself. I just say I'm just going to eat vegetables or just fish and vegetables or something, and I do that for like a week, even when I don't want to do it and everything. And sometimes I prepare, you know, ahead of time or whatever, but that's what I do to get my mind mental. I try to get my mental right first. So if I was you, if it's drinking or whatever, I would just, you know, just tell myself, and you have to tell yourself more than one time a day, look in the mirror, like, you better than this. Your life is better than this. You hurting yourself. And whatnot. You want to live. You don't want to die. And, you know, alcohol do affect every part of the body. Not saying that's what you're talking about, but I'm just saying,
mm-hmm.
You just have to look at your self-worth and value yourself and whatnot. You don't, we're getting older. I hope we get older. You know what I'm saying? I pray I get older and everything. So I have to look at the things that I'm putting into my body. Is this good for me? Not saying that I do everything perfect, because I don't and whatnot. But when you start asking questions like you just did, then you know it's time. It's something that's telling you it's time, you got to stop. So you should do it before you're forced to do it, like, you know, before an illness come on or something of the sort.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. And one final question. My last final question, and this is it. Okay, say like, what if a person who's scared, okay, case in point, I have a business and I need to reset with my business. But in order for me to go all in, I have to give up certain things. And what if you're afraid to take that leap? So what are some kind of measures or something like that to just boost my confidence to take that leap to the next level?
Well, if you have a business, you already made a step right there and then investing in yourself. So you have to sit down and look at your finances and you have to see what's hurting the business, because you should always be about your money. You know, if you invest in yourself, be about that. Be about, you know, having an objective, what you're trying to execute. Think about your audience or whoever it is that you're trying to deliver this to, your product or your message or whatever, and stuff. Then start setting limits and boundaries and, you know, and take it from there. Take a step at a time. Start writing down things you need to, and then just start hitting one at a time. Because you can get overwhelmed. It can be overwhelming at times. You don't want to do that, get overwhelmed.
Okay. Well, thank y'all. Thank you so much for the song. Well, allow me to let me say this before you go.
And since you're on the show, you know you can hang around in case you got another. We'll leave your line open in case you have another question or even if you got some input that you want to put in. But for your first question, step to take hitting the reset button. You're already in the first step, and that first step is knowing and understanding that you need to make that change. That's step number one, admitting to yourself that, hey, I need to make that change, right? Mm-hmm. Second, work on disciplining yourself. Sometimes it takes self-talk, it takes being hard on yourself. Write down where you want to be in your life. Write down if it's alcohol you're trying to stop. Write that down. Create you a vision board. Whatever you're struggling with or whatever you're wrestling with, you make that an enemy, right? If it's cigarette, you make cigarettes an enemy. Let's say if I'm wrestling with smoking and I want to start, I'll write down everything that this cigarette is doing to me that's harming me, that's hurting me, that's destroying me and my health. And I make that cigarette my enemy. If it's alcohol, I make that alcohol my enemy. And I discipline myself and constantly tell myself I'm stronger than my enemy, right? Why? Because if somebody said a bottle of alcohol, liquor, Ciroc, whatever your favorite drink is in front of you, I guarantee you'll pick that damn bottle up before that bottle hop in your mouth. If somebody places a cigarette on a table in front of you, I guarantee you'll reach and pick that cigarette up before that cigarette hop in your mouth. So, step two, you have to discipline yourself, right? And step three, you got to understand that everything is a process. And you might not be able to do it overnight, but through the hands of time and through the process, and not only trusting the process, you got to trust yourself. You got to believe in yourself. You got to love yourself enough to say, hey, I need to make some changes in my life. I need to hit the reset button, and I need to start all over again. And I believe in me, and I love me enough and understand that I can do that, right?
Yes.
Now, with your business, right? See, you're already in the best stages of your reality because you are doing it, right? You have a business. Proper planning, right? See, when we plan in business, they tell you, right, to create a business plan, right?
Yes.
So to start your business, you have to have a business plan, right? So in having a business plan, you have to have at least a 5-year projectile or where you feel that business is going to be, Is that right?
Yes.
So
you have a short-term, long-term goals, yes, and projections.
Right.
Yes.
So, and so within that, there's nothing that say that they don't even teach you in business school that you can't change that business plan. You can alter and change that business plan as you go. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
What? There's no real establishment or business that doesn't have a mission statement. If you don't have a mission statement for your business, create one. And then set out on that mission. And then within that mission, it goes back to the same steps that I gave you, is trusting the process, discipline yourself. It's nothing, when it comes to business, it's nothing wrong with stepping back and saying, okay, I need to readjust and make some adjustment to this business. This is not working, right?
Yeah. What interrupt you real fast, though, my thing is, like, I feel like I'm cheating my business. I don't give it enough time. You know, it's okay, but I want to be better, and I'm kind of scared to just, like, drop everything and focus 100% on that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like a part-time thing right now, but I can see it progressing something big time. And but I'm kind of like nervous of just taking that step, and I don't want to. I'm scared. I guess my ultimate goal is I'm scared of failure. I don't want to fail, and I like that's one of my biggest things. And I'm scared to take that leap to just devote 100% of my time into it.
Okay.
And that's what I'm saying. I need to take a little reset. I'm trying to reset on how I can, you know, go about doing that. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does. Well, let me say this. And I let Charlie Beatmore speak on it as well, as far as you scared of failure, right?
Yes.
As long as you are hitting the reset button, and as long as you are constantly working on it and restoring it and renewing your business, that's not failure. That's not failure. Failure is giving up on you, not believing in you. If you stop the business, because I don't know how much of the show you caught in the beginning, but I was ready to give up on this show. If Charlie would tell you, I was like, look, I don't want to do the show no more. People ain't tuning in, right? I was really at the point of like, fuck it. But she was that strong support system. Others with that strong support system and said, no, Mike, you might need a truck. We might need to try this. We need to do this. We might need to do that. And so it's the same with the business. I had to come to the realization and hit the reset button in my mind, set my mind into a new frame of thinking that, hey, if we don't get number one listener, we doing good.
Yeah.
And so just believe in yourself. Charlie, you want to say something towards it?
Yeah, what you're doing is, you know, I know you're scared of failure, but like Mike said, I agreed 100% with what he said. And another thing, you know, if you're scared of failing or investing, you need to invest more time. You already made the first step. You have one, and when you just invest it, you know, you never fail if you learn something from it. You know, in every crisis, there's opportunity to learn something and grow from it. So you got to make mistakes in order to know how to correct it, and you know not how to do it again. So continue going. Don't give up. Just continue going.
Let me give it a little more detail. Basically, okay, here's the real scenario. Okay, the real scenario is I have an established good job, career, and my business is LLC, is functioning, is properly, is working properly and stuff like that. But I'm scared to just stop working and, you know, start working for myself, you know, because, you know, get benefits and get a steady paycheck and stuff like that. And then, you know, I was just looking at it like, hey, this is just, this business is just like a little plus on the side. But I could see it go further, but I'm scared to take that leap because I was like, okay, what if I don't make enough to support my family or this and that and the third, you know? So that's the issue mm-hmm. that I'm having. And so that's why I'm trying to reset myself and see how can I just increase more and, like, gradually increase my time to my business and slowly move away from a job.
In that case, I would say, if you have that job and you're still making money with your own company and whatnot, you should, I would say, suggest save up. Save up the money that you're making at that place because at some point, you know, even whoever started your company had to start from somewhere. And a lot of people, you know, at least you have something already. It ain't like you trying to, but I get what you're saying because that is a hard scenario and whatnot in that situation. But if you know and you believe your company can stand on its own, but you're afraid of going through that gray area, you got to save. While you work in your primary job, you save up your money. Just, you know, and if you make your money now, trust me, you'll make it again, even if you let that job go. You let it go with, you know, in the rightful way. I'm sure they'll hire you back or, you know, you'll get something else. You have to validate yourself. Why not you? You know, I get it though. I get that.
Yeah. Let me say this, Brother Hewitt. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us to work our way off of the job, right?
Yes, he has.
Now,
he did say that.
Study your job. Whatever benefits you get, study that pilot and go say, how can I get these benefits working my own business? See? If the people that you're working for can get those benefits, what does it take for me to get those same benefits by working my job? Then while you own a job, like Charlie B. Moore say, pay yourself 10% of what they're paying you. You put that to the side to go towards your business. Other than what the money you're making for your business to help run that business from that business, but the money you're making while you're at this other job, pay yourself 10%, right?
Okay.
So you know how they got a saying, take from Peter the pay Paul?
Yeah.
Do that with your business. The business you own, use that business to help set up and build your business to where you can, right? And then your family, right? If you're married and you got kids, start teaching them the business. Now it becomes a family business, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now the benefits now check this out. The benefits and everything that you are trusting from the job that you are at, what happens if that man wake up in the morning and say, hell, I'm letting everybody go and I'm selling this my business or I'm selling my company?
Oh, man. Well, I will lose out on a job, but most of the time when that happens, they probably, like, keep the same employees on because they know the system or something like that. But, yeah, I do understand. Somebody can wake up in the morning and say, hey, you're fired, and I'm like, you know, I'm out of luck, you know? So,
right.
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah.
So the same faith that you put in that your job going to be there tomorrow, put that same faith in that you can build your own business to the point where you can that you can walk away.
That's deep. All right. Yeah, I like that. Okay.
No doubt. You're listening
well,
to North
Thank
Star
y'all
Talk.
So much.
Hey, man, appreciate you calling. Keep checking out the show, man. Indeed, keep checking out the show. We're going to be back on Tuesday night and Thursday night. And in the North Star Talk group, if you got a topic or a question you want me to address on the live, you know, hit me up. And we make it happen. All right. That was a great caller calling in. He's in the group, Charlie B. Moore, and he has some great questions.
Yeah, he did. I appreciate him calling in. Thank you.
No doubt. No doubt. And so if we, if you listen from your computer and you got a statement or comment or question, please hit us up. We got about 4 minutes left on the show. If you're on the line, well, we got 4 minutes left for those listening by computer. But if we have somebody that's calling in and you got a question, press one, and we'll definitely put it on. We got 4 minutes. If we don't get a caller within the next 5 minutes, then we'll go ahead and end the show. But Charlie, talk to me. Given what the brother asked, the questions that he asked, do you think there's a lot of people that think like him that fear of it not working out?
Absolutely. Especially when you have a family to feed, and a lot of people look at the benefits they're getting from their job and their pay, a decent amount. Even if it's not, they look at that steady income they have, and it becomes, they just get, you know, discouraged in a way. They doubt themselves and whatnot. But I'm sure he would do. His mind seemed very rich, so I'm sure he would do well. But and it's, you know, everybody got to stop for a minute and think about it. If he thought about it and what he knew to, you know, before he made that decision to reach out and whatnot, that's big. You have some that don't do that, but he did that. And he needs to get around like-minded people or, you know, research some stuff and whatnot about small companies. And I'm sure he has if he started one.
Right.
Yeah, they keep on keeping on.
No doubt.
The goal is, you know, to get off the, you know, the payroll and get your own.
Right. You would be right. So we don't have any more callers on the line. You want to do a closing statement, and then I can come behind you.
Thank you to all the listeners. We do appreciate you guys for tuning in, and for the callers, we appreciate you and whatnot. And don't forget, press that reset button whenever you feel the need to. You are in control of you.
Indeed. And I just want to thank. I want to thank everybody that listened by computer. Appreciate it for your support. And those who called in and just listen, sometimes your silence speaks volumes. And we definitely appreciate whether it's one caller, two callers, or three callers on the line. I got to learn to appreciate that if we could just reach one person, that means a lot. And so I had to hit the reset button, and this is what sparked the show for the night. See, I could be corrected. I don't always make the right decisions. And so I want to thank y'all for tuning in, and we love y'all. And if you're not part of the North Star Talk group, hit me up so we can add you to the group. Peace, we out.
Now greetings to the world.
Tenement yard, no. Good boy no live in a tenement yard. No. Too much watch you. Too much so. Them chatty.
Fuck all this pretty Sean Carter shit, nigga. Ho. Sean was on that gospel shit. I was on the total fucking opposite shit. Step $1 million in a sock draw. That's a war chest in case you need your chest knocked off. Y'all be talking crazy under the IG pictures. But when you get to hell, you tell them Blanco sent you. I can't take no threats, I got a set of twins. Those were just some words you never hear again. For the final time, you don't believe these fools. I never seen a worker rock so many jewels.
Never.
I never seen a runner with so many cars.
Ever.
Y'all couldn't stop me, you're not as tough as you say you are. My advice is just don't be too nice to niggas. Just set the price so niggas and live your life, my nigga. Once upon a time in the projects, Sean was in flight mode, I bought a Pyrex. I was in fight mode, oh now it's fuck me, mijo.
I was moving them kilos, help you move your peoples.
Sometimes you need your ego, gotta remind.